Roxanne Goodwin. Goodwin spells G-O-O-D-W-I-N. Roxanne spells R-O-S-A-N-E. The divorce is 1961. This is a female here with a painful rash in the anterior surface. Fourth bilateral lower extremity series. Eli Thomas, who has had this problem before, was seen here on 6-4-2025. He had an ultrasound which reveals arteriovascular plaque. He was reported to specialists that indicated that he, quote, has no funding for, a specialist period. As indicated, it was antibiotics he used to help with the rash. But after she finished with approximately 6 or 7 days later on, she came back and noticed worse on the right compared to the left period. Person worse on the left compared to the right period. And far back, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies, and disease, and compared to last visit, no experience history. And far back, she's your system, patient reports back pain. With a back pain radius to posterior thigh. Indicated that she has a history of thyroid for several years ago. She has had the MRI, which indicated on the 80th. She said at that time they had a treatment plan for her recent surgery, but opted not to have surgery. She did not care about physical exams to the lottery and to the this young lady. Vital signs are as follows, or she suffers. Ninety-4% of female blood pressure is 131/87, pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 97.33, national vascular resistance. Large macule that's hot to touch. Macule is approximately 10 by 14 centimeters. No fluctuance, no bleeding or discharge, no vesicles or bulli change. No calf tenderness palpation, negative hormone sign, no swelling of lower extremity period. Dorsalis pedis process present regular rhythm bilaterally. Next paragraph, back, full range of motion with mild discomfort and flexion, no tenderness of the bony structures, no step off, no step just range of motion. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented and free, cranial nerve system is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, see next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number one is obesity, number two is cellulitis, number three is peripheral vascular disease, patient is encouraged to make every effort to secure funding for evaluation as this could progress. The occlusion versus claudication, because you understand and you'll try. Next assessment, medication refill, next assessment, radicular back pain, next assessment, asthma. Patient says he does not have an acute episode at the moment, but results of her asthma medication will have general refill of her albuterol period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows, albuterol, MDI, 90 micrograms, 2+3 IDCRN for cough slash wheezing. Next medication, baclofen, 10 milligrams, 1 THS for 30 days on the 30. Next medication, baclofen, 800 slash 160 milligrams, 1 TO DID for 14 days on the 28. Next medication, Ivacaxin slash isoclorothiazide, 150 slash 12.5 milligrams, 1 TO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next paragraph, patient is given the opportunity to ask questions, to say she has none. A review of a lab, which was done less than 3 months ago, review no significant abnormalities, period. End of the patient.